In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. As Christians, we are those who have bowed our heads to God. That we have bowed our heads and submitted and said yes to God. Said yes to God's truth, said yes to God over us, above us, which particularly means above our minds and our reasoning, beyond our thoughts, beyond our rational perceptions. And at the same time, as Christians, we open our mouth. We open our mouth to receive body and blood of Christ. And that's the mystery of the very heart of the church, presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist, presence of Christ in the sacrament, that the sacrament of the Eucharist is the sacrament of sacraments. It's the very life of the church. As Father Schmemann always said, the church is the Eucharist and the Eucharist is the church. It's all about receiving Christ, taking Christ within us in this unique food. Every other food that we partake becomes a part of us. And we know more today about the nutrients and the different food groups and what they do and how they are metabolized, which is to say how they become part of us. Communion is the one unique food which we partake of. Instead of it becoming part of us, we become part of what it is. When we receive the body of Christ, we become again renewed, revivified, the body of Christ. The very presence of Christ within us. And yet much of our hymnography this morning, and indeed the scriptures, are about the betrayal of Judas. He who had opened his mouth and received the Eucharist, and before that had bowed his head to be a follower of Christ, his father spoke so eloquently the other night about Judas being part of the 12, one of the 12, for 3 years following the Lord. And even after receiving the mystical supper, the first supper, not the last, the first supper, the very presence of the Lord in him, he went and sold him, betrayed him. And so that for us, brothers and sisters, is a reminder that communion is not automatic, in the sense it's not magic. It doesn't just happen despite us. We have to cooperate. We have to share in the synergy of the grace that's given to us and carry that Eucharist, that presence of Christ that we become, out into our daily lives, into our ordinary living, and continue to be a disciple, not a betrayer. Because for Judas, all was given to him. Everything that was given to Peter was given to Judas. Everything that was given to John the theologian was given to Judas. Nothing was held back. And the same we can say about us in the church. The Lord Jesus holds nothing back. He holds nothing back from us. He does not give us a lesser Eucharist because we're not in Jerusalem or we're not in Athens or we're not in Moscow or Bucharest or wherever. We're not in the Holy Mountain. We have the same Eucharist, the same communion, the same grace, the same presence of Christ Jesus in Holy Communion, given to us as a gift to carry we become Christophers, Christophoros, we become bearers of Christ, carriers of Christ in our daily life. And the opportunities for betrayal, though, are many. They just are. They just are because of the spiritual warfare that the fathers have taught us about. And the opportunities of betrayal are there because the world, which crucified our Lord, continues to crucify Him, continues to deny Him and reject Him, and continues to not want to hear the message of Christ, and continues to be no support to us in our faith. There's very little out there to encourage us to be faithful disciples rather than betrayers. There's much more opportunity, there's much more opening, many more openings to betray. But still God brings wonderful people, great and good and kind people into our lives when our eyes are open and we're looking for guidance. Because when we go out to be a disciple, we're still looking to be guided, directed, and carried and pointed in the direction that God wants us to go in according to his good and holy will. And so it's not also to say that here is light and everywhere else is darkness. We're not saying that. It's just that, again, it's not simply magic. It doesn't just happen that we take the Holy Eucharist and we cherish and kind of hold on to it like we're holding that which is most precious. So let us, brothers and sisters, let us hear the lessons of the Holy Scripture. Let us be reminded of the great gift we are given in the life of the Church, in the life in Jesus Christ, that He's given us all that we ever need to be united to Him, to be completed in Him, to be filled with Him, and His unending life, and His everlasting grace and joy. So let us ask that He give us the strength to complete these holy days. Indeed, that we bow our heads and that we hear the Word of God, we keep that Word, and we keep that the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Holy Eucharist within us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. Amen.